Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor, the Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. All right. That's one of my acts before I take off and go train with Steve Fisher later on this week. I think it's time to do a little weekly recap with the editor-in-chief from The Truth About Guns. That would be one Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you.
So, GRPC, it's still happening, isn't it? I mean, as far as people still talking about it.
Well, sure, yeah. I mean, a lot came out of that. We ran an interview with a gentleman who started an alternative to Reddit, a site called TalkingTALKI.ng is the web address. You know, it's meant to be gun friendly. They're not going to censor firearms related talk, self defense related talk, Second Amendment related talk, anything like that. So, yeah, I mean, there's plenty. Plus, I've got another one in the hopper, too, that I haven't finished yet, but working on. So, yep. Yeah, the GRPC, it's a good thing. Brings together a lot of people.
Like with this, talkie.ng.
Mm-hmm.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't pay that much attention to some of this stuff. But, I mean, don't these big, like, YouTube was not that big when it started out. And it took a while for it to build up, but then it really took off. And then they got noticed, and then they got bought by Google.
Correct.
So is talkie.ng, is this going to be a gun-centric sort of website, or is it just going to be a Reddit-type website that says if you want to come here and discuss guns, that's going to be fine too?
Well, as Jacqueline McCullough, one of the founders, told me, they are not going to be specifically gun-centric, but they are going to be more conservative and free speech-centric. He quoted one of Robert Conquest's three laws that basically any institution that isn't specifically conservative tends toward the left over time. They intend talking to be specifically conservative in nature, meaning – you know, any conservative topic is open, free, whatever. I don't think they're going to stop anybody from taking a non-conservative or non-right-leaning opinion on it.
It's going to be a free flow of ideas, in other words.
Exactly. You know, basically free speech, which really is what Reddit began as all along, and it was just sort of a free fire zone.
Right.
Until, you know, the woke among us achieved positions of power within Reddit and then started scrubbing it slowly, but definitely in certain directions, you know, in order to maintain these opaque community standards, quote unquote, or policies that, you know, nobody seems to be able to interpret other than them, and they only are enforced in one direction in terms of political bent.
Right. You'll have to hook me up with Mr. Dillon there. We should bring him on to discuss it, and that would be a good thing. The problem I have is that I finally uploaded another video to YouTube. I had like a month hiatus from YouTube, and then I uploaded one today. And now the video will automatically upload to a website called GunStreamer from YouTube. The problem with GunStreamer is because it is gun-centric, and it's a double-edged sword. Because it is gun-centric, they don't have the traffic that, say, YouTube does, where somebody might go wanting to learn how to change the air filter on a car.
Right.
So it's all gun-centric, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that, but you don't have the foot traffic. But the other problem is that where you do have just everything is there. Sooner or later, if it actually does take off, because, like, say for video right now, or for like a news feed like Reddit or whatever. What would you call Reddit? What kind of a website is that? What is Reddit?
It's more of a discussion forum, I guess, where people post news topics or just discussion topics, and then everybody just weighs in.
Right.
As Declan pointed out to me, you know, they are not a social media platform.
Okay.
Discussion platform, the news.
If they blow up and grow big, like, is Reddit owned by the same guy that owns Twitter?
I don't think
Dorsey?
So. That's Jack Dorsey. I don't know who owns Reddit, to be honest.
Well, they've gone into a sort of an anti-gun slant, haven't they?
Yes. They've made some anti-gun moves and killed some subreddits that are talked about guns. One talks, I believe, about gun deals. You know, they're spreading the word about discounts and, you know, deals around Black Friday and things like that.
Right.
Supposedly that was promoting the sale of firearms or something ludicrous like that.
But I guess my problem is that with Talkie.ng, if they get really big, somebody's going to eyeball them and say there's money to be made there, and it might be somebody like a Google.
I guess that's always a possibility.
Yeah.
Hard to turn down somebody's waving $500 million or $1 billion under your nose if that, you know, if they ever grow to that size and that happens.
So it's you know, and what are you going to do? I guess you're just going to have to keep up. You're going to have to, you and I both, we see, here's the deal. If we can survive till 2050, they'll have the nano machines perfected, and then you and I can back up and get us a punch, you know, get us a syringe full of nano machines in the fourth point of contact, and then you and I, we can go mountain climbing and everything out until we're 200 years old, because we're going to have to keep on fighting this fight for the rest of time.
What could be? I'll only be 90, you know, in 2050. So
I'd only be. Yeah, it's a possibility.
Sure.
Well, I mean, my dad's 80, he's going on 82 now. So he's 82 years old. He still pushes a lawnmower around his yard, still plays golf 3 times a week. He does all of his little work around the house. He's going to live to be, I've already told him, it's okay with me if you spend all of my inheritance. Enjoy it. You earned it. So I've already told him that, but, you know, but this kind of thing that we have to be concerned about is always going to happen.
Sure.
So,
and if I don't make it to 90, you've got my permission. Give me the Ted Williams treatment. Just lop off my head and freeze it, and then we can reanimate me later on.
I don't know, Dan. I may know you too well to be able to detach myself from detaching your head from your body. I just don't know.
You think? Okay.
Okay. Dan, of course, we're heading into the first break. Dan, of course, is the editor-in-chief of a website called thetruthaboutguns.com, which is a aggregator of news as it pertains to your Second Amendment, to the gun world, to gun rights, to gun trends, to gun tests, to what people are carrying, to what's going on around the world. It is a veritable catch-all of whatever's happening in the world of guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Did you notice that Chuck Schumer not only thinks the president is dumb, he thinks he's stupid too?
Yeah, apparently. It's almost as if it's just really dawning on the Democrats in Congress that trying to impeach the president, you're presenting, I guess, what would be an existential threat to his presidency, might have some practical effects on their legislative agenda. As we wrote until a week or so ago, you know, we raised the question, does this put an end to the threat of gun control laws being passed? Why would Trump want to work with congressional Democrats to give them one of their most dearly desired legislative achievements? So over the weekend, of course, Chuckie Schumer comes out and says, you know, the impeachment inquiry, impeachment inquiry, the gears of government can still move. Anyone who suggests otherwise is advancing a false narrative. You know, there's no reason why Trump can't go ahead and give us gun control and work on, you know, give us background checks. Why would he ever do that? In fact, we got another post coming up tomorrow morning. Vice is now coming out, the same thing. You know, the legacy media, this is all dawning on them too, that some of the things that they wanted and that maybe Trump was leaning toward, you know, by all reports, he was leaning towards some sort of red flag incentive bill. I think it was Lindsey Graham who had a bill that was designed to incent states to enact their own red flag laws and some form of background checks. Maybe it wasn't 100% universal. It might have involved some sort of app, or it wasn't clear as to what that was. But in any case, he was clearly moving in that direction, if you believe all the reports. And I've talked to some people in the industry who talked to the White House who confirmed that he was moving that way as well. Yes, he's mercurial. Yes, you know, he could see a squirrel and something else could happen, and who knows what he'd do or change his mind. But as soon as Nancy Pelosi came out of that caucus room and announced, you know, an official inquiry, impeachment inquiry, apparently that all went up in flames. And now
whatever
they're shocked,
that is.
Shocked that he might choose not to cooperate with them going forward.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, all he's heard since he has been in office is you're an illegitimate president. He's got to go. They've been wanting to impeach him since he took the oath of office. They wanted the electors to do what they'd never done before and give their vote to, you know, me, whatever they could do to keep him from getting in office. And now it's happened. Now it's happening. And in the same breath, they're like, yeah, we think you're dumb, and we also think you're stupid. So continue to give us
clearly.
What you want. Yeah.
Clearly. And he may be crazy, but I don't think he's stupid. And I don't think he's going to see any reason to cooperate with them on this or anything else, really.
No.
That they want, that might help them in the, you know, down the road, certainly in the 2020 election.
The other thing that's coming up for them, and I'm not convinced that the Democrats can hold the House.
No, there's some real doubt about that, apparently.
Yeah.
And one factor in that is that by all polling, voters, especially those in the middle, you know, the ones that swing elections, don't like impeachment. They don't like the idea of this at all. They think it's overreach, and they just think it's just one more attempt by crazed anti-Trump Democrats to undo the 2016 election. And this isn't playing well with them, apparently, again, if you believe the polling. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, nobody likes that stuff.
Why Pelosi was so was so reticent to do it in the first place.
Well, I you know, Pelosi's supposed to be this savvy operator and everything. Apparently she was shoved into it by the squad. And, I mean, the other thing is, let's say they were successful and they got him impeached and the Senate voted to convict. Does that mean that anybody can be impeached if they get into office and you just don't like them? Because that's what it boils down to.
Apparently, because I'm no attorney. I haven't read all the details here, but there doesn't seem to be a real crime here that anybody can identify. In fact, they were talking about impeaching him back in February of 2017, you know, within a month of him being inaugurated. So this has been in the works from day one. They're just looking for an excuse. And after, this is my reading of it anyway, and again, I write about guns, but after the whole Mueller thing fell, you know, was a giant face plant, they had to dig up some other way because Mueller wasn't going to work for him. So now they came up with this.
Well, I mean, you know, when some of the stuff they've been doing to him is just ridiculous. Like, I love that they call him a racist, except you got people like Jim Brown, right? Jim Brown was part of the Black Power thing. You got Kanye West, you got Isaiah Washington, Mike Tyson, you got all these guys going to see him and love him, and they call him a racist. And then these guys who have been polarizing figures, you know, big figures in the world just generally, but were claimed, of course, because of their stardom and everything. Now they're just not black enough, I guess, because they
Democrats have been calling Republicans racist for 50 years. Democrats have been calling Republicans Nazis since the late 40s, early 50s. Harry Truman was the first one to use that, I think, against John Dewey. I read a year or so ago. So it's an old, tried and true method of demonizing the other side. They just accelerated with Trump. It's not going to change. They called what they called George W. Bush championing the Hitler. And
let's do this. You hang on for me. Yeah, you lost in the politics. It's a good thing we're not around some cigar parlor or something. We just smoke it up. We'll be right back. My guest is Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was on the line when President Trump asked Ukraine's leader to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter's alleged dealings in the Ukraine. This news on the heels that President Trump's personal attorney Rudy Giuliani is being subpoenaed by House Democrats in the growing impeachment inquiry as well. There's a new member of the Trump administration as the president swears in the new U.S. Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia on Monday.
Gene, I'm confident that your sharp legal mind, firmness of character, devotion to justice, love for this country, and commitment to its people will make you an outstanding Secretary of Labor. I want you to be the best.
A sixth-grade girl who accused three classmates of pinning her down and cutting her dreadlocks is admitting the story was a hoax. The girl's family released a statement apologizing to the accused students and the school. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. The Uniform Crime Report came out from the FBI, Dan. Do you think that'll be looked at by the Democrats as they try, you know, they fret a whole lot about the gun violence epidemic? I caught some of that the other day when I went into a dirty bathroom.
You caught some of that epidemic?
Yeah. Well, it, you know, it's you can catch it in the air, right? I mean, it's an epidemic, right?
Did you get it from a toilet seat or what? I hear that's how that spread.
Exactly. So anyway.
Oh, okay.
What are your thoughts on this? What do you think they're going to? What do you think? I mean, I'm sure they're not going to. They're not going to look at this and become objective, are they?
I seriously doubt it. As CCRKBA, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, which is the lobbying arm of the Second Amendment Foundation, pointed out in a post today, which we ran, the FBI is out with their latest uniform crime report, which they come out with every year, and it shows that violent crime in the U.S. is down 3.3% from 2017, and shootings are down as well.
Last year, there were estimated 14,123 murders in the U.S., which is down from 15,129 the previous year. And they ask, rhetorically, where is this gun violence epidemic about which you speak and about which the Democrats speak? And I helpfully inserted some tweets into their press release and their article from likes of Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren, Eric Swalwell,
Beto Blotto, his name is Beta,
Senator Feinstein, all of them decrying the gun violence epidemic in this country, never mind the fact that gun violence and violent crime in total in this country is at all-time generational lows. It has dropped consistently since 1992 or three, at a time when the number of guns in this country has more than doubled from where they were at that time. And as the latest FBI stats show, violent crime is down. So as CCRKBA correctly points out, where is this gun violence epidemic about which everyone is all wee-weed up, quote a former president?
I believe they're showing 297 murders with rifles of any kind.
I don't
believe that there is an acceptable level of murder anywhere, except one thing that they never ever say. We're literally a nation that is awash with guns. We got more guns than we do people.
By far.
And you would think if it is anywhere near what they say, that our homicide rate would be in the 30,000s, 35, 40,000. Something along the lines of some of these Central American or drug-infested countries. Because Lord knows we've got plenty of drugs here. But really, truly, it's not. We are exemplary. I believe in 2017, our violent crimes were 387 per 100,000 versus Britain, which is 2,087 per 100,000.
Correct.
And, I mean, if you're somebody that's having a violent crime, if somebody's beating on you with a brick, I'm glad you're doing that. Listen, if you could just stop short of killing me so this doesn't turn into murder, then I'm okay with this.
Right, and if you're going to kill me, it's a thank you for killing me with a brick rather than shooting me.
I get the moral high ground.
That makes me much happier.
I get the moral high ground. So, I mean, when you would think, and I mean, in Britain, their homicides in England, in London, went to higher than New York City.
Correct. And now the Church of England wants to blunt the end of every knife in the country.
No pointy knives in the country of England.
Who needs a pointy knife?
How do you open your bills?
with my EDC knife, generally.
Does it have a pointy tip?
It does.
Oh, you evil rotter. Anyway. So, I mean, really, truly, shouldn't we all be sort of standing up, pounding our chests, saying, we are really a peaceful, peace-loving people here in the United States?
We absolutely are. And as you pointed out, there were 200 and some murders. 297 murders with rifles of any kind. Of that, they don't split out how many were ARs versus, you know, a common Remington 700 or something like that, or even a Ruger 1022. But it doesn't matter. Let's say they were all AR-15. What they don't talk about is how many crimes were prevented with rifles.
Never.
How many people walked out on their front porch when they're being approached by, you know, somebody in a mask carrying an AR-15. Probably never ever pulled the trigger. And 200 and some out of, 35,000 firearm deaths in total, of which two-thirds are suicides. But
well, apparently,
yeah, we
apparently
had
more than two-thirds.
We devoted 2 days in the House Judiciary Committee last week on banning scary rifles,
when we had 297 people killed by rifles of any kind in 2018, that's what they spent 2 days talking about in the House. Just insane.
Well, I mean, it's on one hand, I sit around sometimes and I'm like, you know, the Democrats have killed gun control a few times because they'd say, well, it doesn't go far enough, so we don't want it. But I think sometimes to get close to passing anything, that it becomes that it's not going to be a campaign issue anymore if they get what they want. That's item number one. But then for the other item where everything else that they want to have sort of hedges on being able to disarm us, I just think they're just a bunch of idiots. I don't think they're not even really good totalitarians. They're just counting on us being nice.
Well, I never want to find out what their level of proficiency is of being totalitarian. But I think they almost always overreach. They play the long game very well. You know, just give me this. Just give me that. You know, this is just a common sense move. However, when they get to a point like this, where you have some precipitating event, Sandy Hook in 2013,
I'll tell you
El Paso
what,
and Dayton this year.
Hold this thought for me. I want to hear the rest of this when we get back. Right. Truthaboutguns.com. That's where Dan does his thing. He, John Bach, Jeremy, there's just a whole host of people there. There's the Dean Weingarten's got stuff there. Everybody that writes has written at Truth About Guns at some point or another. And it's all waiting for you right there. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So then, speaking with Dan Zimmerman, and he was making a point, and I want you to finish making your point before we move on, because I want to talk about an article you put out on the 28th real quick. So, you were saying...
Remind me.
But you just want to move on to Kavanaugh then?
Let's do that.
So why the Democrats in New York and the Democrat gun grabbers and the gun grabbers all across the country are starting to get just about as shrill as they did when D.C. was in the appeals process for concealed carry and permits and everything else.
Yeah.
Except with D.C., all they had to do was just stop appealing. And they had to settle for what they got, and they didn't want it to go to the Supreme Court. Now, with what's happening in New York State, it's going to the Supreme Court, even though they pulled back and said, well, it's already gone, so you don't even have to come here, so it's okay, so just stop. So, they're getting sort of shrill about this. Why are they so panicked? I know why they're panicked. I just want you to talk about it.
Well, first, the case is New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus the city of New York. And what it does is it prevents anyone who has a particular pistol license in the city of New York. It prevents them from taking their gun outside of the city. All they can do is transport it to one of seven ranges that exist in the city of New York. You can't take it across the river to New Jersey. You can't take it to Long Island. You can't take it upstate. You can't take it anywhere. It's that limiting. And it was just about an ideal challenge for the Supreme Court to take up. And they did. Now, what they've done since, and the biggest threat that the anti-gunners see in this is, first, it's almost sure to be overturned as a unconstitutional limit on the right to keep and bear arms. But it also
will give the Supreme Court the opportunity to treat the Second Amendment the way they treat every other enumerated right in the Bill of Rights, and require strict scrutiny when examining laws that limit Second Amendment rights. And they're scared to death of that, because if that happens, it will definitely invalidate gun control laws all over the country. Assault weapons ban laws, probably could very well be California's micro-stamping law. Which,
what will it do to New Jersey? I mean, New Jersey's got a lot of transport law that they have in place.
Right. Yeah, they've got it as well. They outlaw hollow point ammunition. I don't know what that's a possibility. I don't know in detail, but that's really what they're worried about. And they're so worried about it that the city changed the law in order to get the case declared moot. But it was such an obvious ploy. It was so obvious that what they did was to avoid judicial review, that the thought is that the Supreme Court won't declare the case moot. They have the option of not doing it because they don't want to. It would be a horrible precedent to set, to let the city change the law in order for the law not to be declared unconstitutional, because they're going to, of course, reinstate that law at any time. In fact, they got the state of New York to enact a law that basically duplicates what the city's law used to be, so that if the city won't even have to reinstate their old law because the state has done it for them. So the thought is the Supreme Court is not going to declare the case moot, and they will hear it as scheduled in December, on December 2nd. Now, we should find that out pretty quickly, because the Supreme Court is due to conference on this, I believe, tomorrow, and decide whether this case is moot or not. Now, I've been talking to an attorney who knows these things and is licensed to argue before the Supreme Court, and he said even if somehow the case is declared moot, there are 3-4 other cases that have been applied for cert before the court that they've held, basically, that have come up to conference, and they have sort of held in suspension. They haven't decided to grant or deny cert based on what's going on with this case. And if this case were somehow to be declared moot, then they would just immediately grant cert to one of those other cases. The conservative judges would probably pick the one they think to be the best test case and grant cert and hear that case this term as well. So it would not be the end of the world if this one went down, but all expectations are the Supreme Court will go ahead and hear this case and hear arguments on December 2nd.
Well, I'm waiting to see where this goes, just simply because the tears of the left make me happy.
Yeah, and they certainly are panicked over this. Anybody who on the left who pays attention to the law and what happens at the Supreme Court is rightly afraid of the jeopardy this could put gun control laws in across the nation.
And if you're like me and Dan, we're just sitting back and we're playing rock, paper, scissors, because one of us has got to buy the popcorn.
I'll buy the popcorn.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll have the scotch on the rocks, and the dashes of water will be supplied with the tears of the left.
Yes.
We got a couple of minutes here left before we run out of time here. Is there anything that you're about to pop up there that you want to tease people to go check it out at truthaboutguns.com?
No, we've got think here. We ran a pretty interesting gun review today by Jeremy on probably one of the most modular guns you'll ever see.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, the Zero Delta Modulus 9mm, which is
in the box. It looks like a Browning BDM to me.
Kind of, yeah. Comes with three slides. It's got three different grip sizes. One with it's basically a competition grip with a big flared magwells. It's a really well written review. And if whether you're interested in a gun like that or not, it's worth your time to read because it's very cool.
How functional is it?
Delta's done. I'm sorry?
How functional is it?
It's extremely functional. Jeremy's only point is, if you buy a gun like that, you don't tend to use all three of the configurations. You usually find the one configuration that works for you best, and it stays that way. So you got to decide whether it's really worth the money. And it's not inexpensive. I mean, it's basically the equivalent of three guns. It's got the internal frame and then all the other pieces, back straps, magazine, slide, grip modules to make, in effect, three other guns. So it ain't cheap. It's, I think, $2,300. It's a metal frame gun. This is not a polymer gun.
Wow.
So a lot of people will really like that.
Sort of like the old Dan Wesson kits, huh?
Kind of like that, yeah.
Except I've seen a picture. There's more to this than any Dan Wesson kit. They just used to have different barrels.
Yeah,
but
very cool.
Go check that out. That is a very interesting little ditty there. I haven't looked at it yet, but I'm going to. Thank you for joining me. Same bat time, same bat channel next week.
Definitely. My pleasure. Thanks.
Very good, sir. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. That's where you can find Dan and his stuff and his people's stuff and the latest news and everything else. We'll be right back. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.